We're talking today with Terry Dietrich, the president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. And Terry, we just got back today from a rather interesting morning session at the State Capitol News Conference, but really more than a news conference. It was almost a rally in favor of the two horse slaughter bills, HB 1999 and Senate Bill 375. And you had your fair share of members there as well.
We did, Ron, and it was a real privilege to be able to see everybody come together, work together. There's an issue that our propane guys around the rural areas are working on also to try to keep from throwing their deal under the bus and putting them with the Corporation Commission. So they joined us. And they're rural. That's a rural issue, and we're very much behind them. But just to see the camaraderie and everybody working together, I think it made a good statement to HSUS. By golly, you come to Oklahoma to start messing with us, we're a united front.
And I would think that you're also hopeful that a message has been sent to the governor's office.
I'm sure that it has been. I had people ask me, where's the governor on this? We haven't heard anything from her. And I said, well, probably a pretty good time for the governor to lay behind the log and let the rest of us kind of take the arrows. But I think she'll come through when we need her to.
Let's talk about maybe a couple of other things going on at the Capitol right now. What are some other priorities that AFR is actually following at this legislative session?
Well, there is a major issue with us as an insurance company in that the state-funded group that handles workers' comp is now wanting to branch out into other areas of insurance. And you know, it's hard enough to compete in Oklahoma just to make sure we keep our rates competitive and we're still there to pay the bills with all of the storms we've had. The last 5 years in Oklahoma have been just horrible for insurance companies, especially on property insurance side. And if we've got to compete with some government-funded company where they get assistance from the outside, that's not going to be good for free enterprise. It just won't work.
National issues. Farm bill, obviously, top of mind. We continue to hear a lot of folks, Ag Secretary Vilsack, our House and Senate Ag leadership, talk about the need for a farm bill. But yet, it's been very, very tough to get anything moving, obviously, last fall. We're really not even going to start till probably May or June of this year trying to put things together because of money.
Yes, and I was interested in your column this morning and the comments from Colin Peterson. And by the way, I appreciate your daily articles that you put out. You do a great service to Oklahoma agriculture. But Colin Peterson saying that if they get wrapped up in the Orion budget that was presented yesterday, there's no way we get a farm bill this year. Well, you know, both sides are going to talk in extremes. Hopefully we can come together in the middle and do it pretty quickly. But the important thing is our people in the countryside, because we got an extension on the farm bill, they've become complacent. They think, okay, we're okay. We'll keep on doing what we've done. And they're not making those phone calls. And the people in Washington, D.C., when I was there about 3 weeks ago, they were telling me, you got to go home and tell your people. They've got to get busy. And we've got to prompt our legislators to get on the ball and get this worked out, because it takes a long time to work out a very, very complicated farm bill.
One of the issues, Terry, that's come up, and this maybe kind of shows that sometimes you're not going quite the same direction as the organization that you're affiliated with nationally, National Farmers Union, Country of Origin Labeling, USDA making some fresh proposals. There are those that are saying that this is just complicates things even more and is not an improvement. NFU, of course, has really kind of sung the praises of the USDA on this. Where's AFR on this?
Well, Ron, we're in the middle. If our consumers want Country of Origin Labeling. And I, for one, if I go to the grocery store and I have a choice between a foreign tomato and a United States tomato, I'm going to get a USA tomato, because I know that that product is produced under the strictest environmental laws in the world, and they have complied with labor laws, and we're promoting our own people and our own country. However, I think it can be an overboard thing. I think it's unfortunate that there was a lawsuit brought on to begin with. I could live with the first round of this. Now, when we start saying that it's got to be labeled as extensively as they're asking for now, I think it's going to be pretty tough to do.
Okay. Very good.